our returning champion, Dave Zuckerman from Los Angeles, California. Stand by to see Dave play for a luxurious Canadian holiday valued at $5,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
All right, thank you very much. What a good group. Nice to have you here with us as well for Sale of the Century. Let's get into it and welcome back our champion. This is Dave Zuckerman. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Good to see you again. Getting some encouragement there from the other contestants. That's nice. Are you all set to go again?
I'm all set, Jim.
All right, well, here's where you stand now. You passed on a lovely prize and put $85 in the bank. So a win today with just $90 more. That's all you need for the trip to Canada worth $5,000. Think that might be of interest to you?
I know it would be.
All right, of course, along the way, you passed on a major prize, but you still picked up, a metal detector and $600 in cash. So as long as you stay here, you keep picking things up along the way, I'm sure. All right, good luck today, and here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Come on, Summer. Nice dress. I like that. I like that.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. Right. We'll pose for the top of a birthday cake while you introduce the players, all right?
This challenger is crazy for Beethoven, but saves Tuesdays for Chopin. Originally from Grand Rapids, Michigan, let's hear it for Kathleen Hawk.
Hello, Kathleen.
This next contestant decided he'd rather be in front of the camera. Originally from Miami, Florida, we're delighted to present Sandy Milkey.
Hi there, Sandy. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Get acquainted with these folks. Sandy, you decided you'd rather be in front of the camera?
Yes, sir. I was a photographer in corporate communications for 20 years, and when I turned 40, I decided I wanted to be an actor.
So now you're giving that a try?
I'm trying.
Well, that's terrific. I wish you well with that. I think anytime somebody takes a chance like that, that's admirable. Good to have you here, Sandy. And Kathleen, you're crazy for Beethoven, but you save Tuesdays for Chopin. I heard about you and Chopin. Now, what's this?
Well, that's going to change because my minute waltz is taking a minute and 30 seconds, so Tuesday and Wednesday now.
Oh. Why is Tuesday for Chopin? You still lost me there.
Oh, my favorite is Beethoven.
Oh, I see. But you listen to Chopin on Tuesday, right?
I play Chopin.
Oh, you
on Tuesday.
Play? Oh, see, now I understand. It took a month. You didn't say that, Kathleen, and the car didn't say it either. Yeah, my favorite. I heard it on the radio the other day. Someone said his favorite was Maurice Ravel. I remember that. You remember Ravel's Bolero? Don't you know? Well, good luck to all three of you. Of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, and we'll get you started with $20 and with this question. By what nickname does everyone remember TV character author Fonzarelli? Dave?
Fonzie.
Fonzie or the Fonz, you're right. $5 for the correct answer. Dave goes into the lead at 25. Traditionally, what color ribbon is awarded to the winner of a topic? Kathleen?
Blue.
That's right. You get the blue ribbon for winning, and Kathleen gets $5 for getting that right. In 1962, John F. Kennedy forced this Russian leader to back down. Sandy?
Nikita Khrushchev.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, you are right. Khrushchev it is. Three questions. All three players got one correct. We got a tie again. Also known as the bass horn, this is the lowest pitch of the brass instrument. Sandy?
The tuba?
Tuba, yeah, I play Chopin every Tuesday night on the tuba. Sandy gets five, goes into the lead at 30. When you reveal a secret, you let this cuddly animal out of the bag. Dave?
The cat.
You let the cat out of the bag, and Dave ties Sandy at 30, yeah. It is time now for an instant bargain. And when an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And of course, we have a sale surprise occasionally with a cash bonus. You never know when it's going to come up. Dave and Sandy, we've got a tie. Only one of you can have this. So when you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you gentlemen. This is yours.
Light up your life with the all-size Cycle 2's balustrade table lamp and a swing arm floor lamp. Both solid brass with pleated shades. Plus a hand-carved crystal table lamp with iris motif and brass fittings. Furnished by Allside. These fabulous lamps are normally priced at $575. And today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Sandy likes them for $6. You got the lamps, cost you just $6. I have the feeling that maybe you needed some lamps, Sandy.
Oh, my wife will be thrilled with this.
Oh, well, that's terrific. It's $575 worth of lamps. Cost you just $6. Enjoy that. We knock $6 off your score, down to 24, and you're still right in the thick of things. Back with this for all three of you. In a song, Aretha Franklin says she wants it. Kathleen. Afraid to answer with that quick buzzer, weren't you, Kathleen? In a song, Aretha Franklin says she wants it. Rodney Dangerfield never gets it. What is it? Respect. She wants respect. And you lose $5 down to 20. Sorry about that. What modern invention makes use of f-stops and shutter speeds? Hey.
Camera.
Camera is exactly what it is in the age of 35. Solid hold in the lead right now. According to its 1970 book title, what kind of story did Eric Segal write? Dave.
Fable.
Oh, no. We tried to help you. What kind of story? A 1970 big book was Love Story. Love Story that Eric Segal wrote. And the champion takes a backward step, losing five, down to 30. Well, it is time now for the fame game. Rather long question, and the players, of course, are trying for a pick of the board. Buzz in when you know a famous character. Get it right, you'll get a pick of that fame game board. Famous character. I am a central character in a movie made in 1933 and again in 1976. While I appear to be alive in these films, I'm actually a model. In my original version, I am discovered by a film producer and brought to New York. Sandy.
King Kong.
King Kong, that's the character we're looking for. Sandy, you got it right. You've got a pick of the board. We've got nine numbers up there. Which one looks good to you?
Lucky seven.
And behind number seven, we have vacuums, Royal Vacuums, including the Handy Prince handheld portable. Features metal construction and revolving brush just like the big ones for quick, easy cleaning most anywhere. Produced by Royal Appliances.
$395 worth of vacuums. Did your wife maybe want vacuums?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, boy, that saves my life. We'll be right back. Champion has the lead. Dave needs a win and $90 for that trip to Canada, and he's a third of the way there. He's at 30. Kathleen's at 20. Sandy's picked up a lot of nice things, and he's at 24. On January 1st, 1971, by government edict, American television stopped advertising. Kathleen.
Cigarettes.
What?
Cigarettes.
That's right. I didn't hear you. Sorry about that, Kathleen. You are right. Cigarettes it is, and you go up to 25, and you're in second place by $1 over Sandy. This Carly Simon song appeared in a James Bond film, according to its title, Dave.
Nobody Does It Better.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, I think it's from The Spy Who Loved Me, as a matter of fact. You got the song, you got me all the five. What is the Latin-based term meaning a 200th anniversary that we gave, Sandy?
Bicentennial?
That's right. We gave it to our America's birthday in 1976, to be exact. Sandy solves it. He goes up to 29. Name the very short radio waves used in radar, television, Dave?
Alpha waves.
Ooh, and in recent years in cooking, microwaves. Microwave. Champion loses five, down to 30. Very close, but Dave, now, with an instant bargain, you've got the lead all by yourself. You could buy, but I must tell you, your lead is $1. Think about that as you think about this.
Dave, you can add a touch of class to tea time with this elegant, silver-plated Italian four-piece tea service with teak accents, a contemporary interpretation of a classic motif furnished by Geary's Stores. This tea set is normally priced at $860, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Just $11. You guys eating this dietary stuff again? Look at the cakes, and they stay skinny. That's, oh, Dave. $860. You like that?
We just got a new coffee maker. We could use something to serve it in.
Well, isn't that nice? Now, you have a $1 lead, but I'll tell you what I do. Since you could use it, and you're a nice fella, I will knock $5 off that score. I will sell it to you for $6, and you would be trailing by the value of just one question. But you'd have $860 worth of beautiful coffee and tea service for $6. Going once. Going twice. Didn't want it that much. Hanging on to that big $1 lead. What kind of bird is a mallard? Sandy?
It's a duck.
It is indeed a duck. And Sandy, it's such a funny word, duck, for some reason. Sandy goes into the lead. With which common phenomenon does the science of acoustics deal? Dave?
Sound.
Sound it is, as Dave beats Sandy with a buzzer. They bounce back and forth, and Dave is back in the lead by that dollar. Name the largest lake in the state. Sandy?
Michigan.
You were close. In the state of Utah, the Great Salt Lake. Great Salt Lake. Quick buzzer cost you five, down to 29. He has 4 million employees and a $285 billion budget as head of our Defense Department. Andy.
Casper Weinberger.
Very nicely done. You are right, but you've got another five going up to 34. Again, that $1 difference. In 1983, 20 million people purchased this Michael Jackson album. Dave.
Thriller.
Thriller is exactly what it is, and Dave goes to 40. Yeah. You talk about that being a best-selling album. It is incredible. The Thriller album earned $70 million for Michael Jackson, and they say all of the associated income with the dolls, posters, and everything around that album could net him $1 billion. We'll be right back. I'm still thinking about that Michael Jackson. $70 million and the man can only afford one glove? That's incredible. Dave's at $40, Sandy's at $34, Kathleen at $25. Back to our second crack of that fame game. Money card's up there. Find one. We add it to your score. We're looking for a famous landmark. I am a famous European landmark, begun in 1163 and finished 150 years later. I'm one of the finest examples of Gothic architecture. In 1789, I was damaged by a mob that considered me a symbol of the monarchy. I stand on a small island in the Seine. Kathleen.
Versailles?
Nope. Incorrect. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 25, but you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for the gentleman. I stand on a small island in the Seine River, in the heart of Paris. Sandy.
The Cathedral of Notre Dame.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, indeed. And Sandy again has that pick of the board. Well, Sandy found vacuum cleaners before. What this time?
Five.
And behind number five, we have
$10! $10 money card. We add that to Sandy's score, and he goes into the lead by four with that 10. Kathleen, you're back in now, all three of you, in this question for five. What nationality was Dr. Alfred Nobel, who established Sandy?
Swedish.
Yes, established the prizes. Swedish is exactly what it is. And Sandy has another 5 to 49. $9 lead over the champion. To an electrician, what do the letters AC say?
Alternating current.
That's what they stand for. Champion is heard from, goes to 45. In ballet, how many dancers participate? Dave?
Two.
In a pas de deux, you are right. Took a chance. Gets another 5, and Dave goes back into that $1 lead. Well, Dave, now, you're $40 away from the trip to Canada, but you must win. You've only got a $1 lead, but the option is yours. You can buy this.
Dave, you can relax and enjoy the simple pleasures of California's wine country. We'll fly you and a friend up north to while away 3 days in the Napa Valley, where you'll go aloft in a colorful hot air balloon for a bird's eye view of the vineyards. From Wine Adventures, this exciting trip is normally priced at $1,756. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, Dave. Dave. You heard the contestants again. How was that trip? Isn't that nice, Dave?
It's a wine great trip.
It is. $1,756 trip. $16. But if I cut it in half, if I give you that trip for $8, less than the value of two questions, you would be trailing by less than the value of two. You would be trailing by $7. You'd have a $1,756 trip for $8. Going once. He's going to the wine country. He'll take the chance. He's got the wine trip. Knocking the $8 off his score. Sandy's gone into the lead, but Dave is confident he could come back. We'll find out if he can right after this. Champion did some buying, and now he is trailing. It is David 42, Kathleen at 25, and Sandy in the lead at 49. In the King James Bible, what is the number of the psalm which begins, "The Lord is my," Sandy?
The 23rd.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," is indeed the 23rd psalm. And Sandy over the $50 mark. This country borders Czechoslovakia, Romania, and Russia, and its capital, Kathleen?
Hungary.
Is Budapest. You are right. You got it from the geography. Good job on that. Kathleen goes to 30. Which Dickens novel ends with Sidney Carton about to lose his head? Kathleen?
Tale of Two Cities.
That's right, on the guillotine. 2 in a row for Kathleen. Makes it a lot closer. She goes to 35. Third and final crack of the fame game now, and somewhere on that board is a big $25 money card. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in 1731 near Williamsburg, Virginia. My father was a wealthy landowner. When I was 17, I married a man who left me wealthy when he died. I married my second husband when he was a colonel in the militia. He called me by my childhood nickname, Patsy. When he was a general, I shared his winter hardships during the Revolutionary War. When my husband became president of the U.S., Kathleen?
Abigail Adams.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Again, you stay at 35. Clear the board. Continue for Sandy and Dave. When my husband became president of the United States, Sandy?
Martha Custis Washington.
You got it, including the Custis. Martha Washington it is, yeah. Sandy, you've got to pick up a board again.
Well, let's do it tic-tac-toe style. Give me a 3.
And behind number 3, we have $15!
Where was that ticket? Behind the number 2.
Well, a out there in the corner. Sandy finds another big money card, a $15 money card added to his score. And as we finish up the game with the speed round, it is Catch Sandy time. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Sandy's at 69. Dave, the champion, at 42. Kathleen, of course, you're back in at 35. But a lot of questions. Good luck as we start the speed round now. What European country is the capital city of Warsaw? Dave.
Poland.
Right. Name the month with fewer than 30 days. Dave.
February.
Right. What game do you play with a shuttlecock? Dave.
I have no idea.
Time. On what part of the body would a Scotsman wear his tam o'shanter? Dave.
On his head.
Right. According to the quote, a bird in the hand is worth... Kathleen.
Two in the bush.
Right. What state is represented by the postal abbreviation M-E? Kathleen.
Maine.
Right. Name the counting device which utilizes beads.
Kathleen. Abacus.
Right. What famous German composer wrote the Moonlight Sonata? Kathleen.
Beethoven.
Right. Name the host and sometimes writer of TV's The Twilight Zone. Kathleen.
Rod Serling.
Right. What organ in the human body is affected by cirrhosis? Dave.
The liver.
Right. In which of our states is the largest city, Omaha? Kathleen.
Nebraska.
Right. What is the official nickname of the National Railroad Passengers Corporation? Sandy.
Amtrak.
Right. Name the Saudi Arabian city that is the holiest city in Islam. Kathleen.
Baghdad.
Time. What word is used to describe a cut of time is up, and Sandy is the new champion of the Tale of the Century. Congratulations. Back to Sandy in a moment. He looks happy about that. The Saudi Arabian city that is the holiest city in Islam is Mecca. Mecca. And with a shuttlecock, you play badminton. That might have got the champion off a little bit. Got to say goodbye to Dave. But Dave, you've done extremely well. You tried for that trip and didn't make it. But along the way, you do have, you got a metal detector. You've got a great Napa Valley trip. And as a matter of fact, looking at the score, you lost by more than the value of that buy. So you made a very good buy. And with $657 in cash, you are just a couple of dollars short of $2,800. Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the trip. Delighted to have you here with us. Kathleen, you made a great, great run there at the finish and got up to second place, and we thank you for joining us as well. You've got the cash in front of you, some lovely party gifts. Thanks for being here. But it is Sandy, our new champion, who's going with me. Come on, let's go shopping, Sandy. Well, those money cards turned out to be an advantage for you. You got control. You're getting the giggles, Sandy. You're having fun. Sandy, you have won with $74. Now ignore the price because you are entitled to the first level prize. With your $74, say yes, and you can buy this and leave us.
See the city in style on this exciting motorcycle. Take to the road on this beautiful bike with its powerful four-cylinder engine and mag wheels. Furnished by Burbank Kawasaki. And this motorcycle normally priced at $3,129. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Now, that price would normally be $85, but as I said, you are entitled to the first level prize. Your $74 will buy that for you if you'd like. You can take that and leave. Or put your $74 into the bank. The next thing up the line, we were talking about it before, you're a little bit further away from it. You'd need another $101. And the win, you can have this.
You're going to go for this. Hook, line, and sinker. A fishing trip to Vancouver, Canada. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 7-day fishing fantasy conducted by an expert guide. Included is a private waterfront home, gourmet meals, and at your disposal, an airplane, a luxury car, a motorcycle, a sailboat, and loads of salmon for the catching. This exciting adventure, normally priced at $5,000, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Wow, that is a luxury fishing trip. Ever try something like that?
No.
That would be great. Karen, did you change the oil in the car? Well, okay. Now, you'd have to get to $175 to get that trip. You've got $74, so we need $101 more for the trip. Many other wonderful things up the line, a lot of lovely prizes, but if you get up to $530, not one, but two cars, Jay?
Take to the road in these beautiful his and her sports cars. Pontiac Sphero, a sports car, personal car, practical car. Some standard features are fully independent suspension and four-wheel disc brakes, furnished by Pontiac. And these great cars normally priced at $23,767. They're yours on sale of the century for only $530.
$750 will get you every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $54,000.
$1,000 in cash and prizes could be yours. Sandy, right now you can take that motorbike and leave or put your money in the bank. The trip to Canada is next. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. Our new champion, Sandy Milky. You've had a moment to think about it. $74 you've got. You can take the motorbike and leave. Just say yes or take the risk that you can continue to win. The trip to Canada's next. What's it going to be?
Well, when I turned 40 and became an actor, it was a little bit middle-aged crazy. I'm going to go all the way and take the motorcycle.
He's going to take that motorcycle. You've got yourself a motorcycle, and Sandy is going to retire with the motorcycle. $4,099 in cash and prizes. You got what you wanted? That's terrific. He's leaving. Three new challenges next time. Let's say hello to Century. Bye for now. Way to go, Sandy.
All prizes are manufacturer suggested.